Good evening, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for January 16th. And the Health Food Devotions were put together by two twin sisters who had a mission and church out in Portland, Oregon. Early Sunday morning, their church exploded and burned to the ground. The two sisters were killed in the fire. It's hard to process something like this when it happens. We don't know all the facts, but we do know they were under a severe spiritual attack in Portland, Oregon. The forces of Satan himself were come out against them. Tonight's message is entitled "The Best Way to Be Healed," and the related scripture is 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self, Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. In this scripture, Peter is looking back to the sacrifice of Christ. He is looking back to the time before Jesus went to the cross, after stripes were laid upon his back, and Peter said, by whose stripes you were healed. He didn't say you were going to be healed. He said you were healed. This means that in the mind of God, your healing was accomplished back then. There are a number of scriptural methods by which healing can be obtained. But the best one is when we simply know for ourselves. When we know what has been secured for us and what belongs to us, then we can thank God, our Father, for our perfect healing and our perfect deliverance. And if Satan endeavors to put sickness or disease upon us, we can simply laugh at him because we know what the Word of God says. Matthew 8:17 says, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You're not going to be healed. In the mind of God, you were healed when those stripes were laid on Jesus. In the mind of Jesus, we're already healed. We're not going to be healed, but we were healed. Confession. I was healed over 2,000 years ago. When the stripes were laid on Jesus' back. I am not trying to get healed. I am already healed. Amen.